Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Chulin Daf Yud Gimel. We're going to backtrack a little bit to Daf Yud Beis and Beis, about 8 lines from the end of the page, at the two dots. Amr B'chibaraba, Ba'i Rabbi Yochanan. Today's share is sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, Le Shalom, the Nisham Shav and Aliyah. It's also sponsored by our aunt and uncle, Jack and Jeanette Blumenkopf, Le Zecher Nishmas, my wife's Babi Chanka, Chana Hendel, Bas Avram Yosef, my daughter's namesake, Neshama Shrav and Aliyah. We thank Uncle Jack and Aunt Jeanette very much for the sponsorship. We thank all the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to talk about today is the following. First of all, we're going to talk about the machshava of a katan, and when it's machshavasa nikeres mitoch masav. Does a katan have capacity for his machshava to be meaningful? And what if that machshava is very evident from his ma'asim? Then right before the Mishnah, the Gemara is going to talk about misasik b'shchitas kachim. If you shecht kachim just by doing something where there's no recognition whatsoever that you're doing a ma'isa shchita, is that going to be a valid shchita of kachim? Then the Mishnah is going to talk about if a non-Jew shechts, what the status of the behema is when it was shechted by a non-Jew. The Gemara is going to discuss what can we learn from the Mishnah about a non-Jew, what can we learn from there about shchita that is done by a min, and is there a difference between a min Yisrael and a min oved kochavim. The Gemara is going to have three possibilities of which halacha Rav Nachman is trying to teach us when he says ein minin ba'akum. Is that a din in hilcha shchita? Is it a din in something else? That ein minin ba'akum. And then before the Mishnah on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to relate our Mishnah about shchita sakum to the discussion of whether tikrovas avotus kochavim is metame ba'ovel, something that was used as tikrovas avotus. Is that going to be mitame ba'ohel? Then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Beis is going to discuss shechting without being able to see, whether shechting at night or shechita that's done by a blind person, and that will bring us to the end of the daf. So let us begin. Again, we're going to backtrack Yud Beis Amud Beis, 2 dots, 8 lines from the end of the page. Amar Rabbi Chibar Abba, Boy Rabbi Yochanan. The Rabbi Yochanan raised the following shayla: Katan yeshul machshava, oein lo machshava. Anything that requires some level of kavana, like shechting kachim, where the shochet has to have kavana during his shechita, the shame, the particular karban that the Baal HaBehema was bringing this karban for. If it's an ola, he's got to have kavana for an ola. If it's a shlamim, he's got to have kavana for a shlamim. And this katan shechts this karban, having that in mind, he has in mind that it's an ola, that it's a shlamim. Does that work? Is that considered to be that he had kavana? Or do we say no? What goes through a katan's mind does not qualify as kavana. So Amalei Rabbi Yami, why are you only questioning whether a katan? Why aren't you questioning whether a katan does a maisa that's mochiach on his machshava, whether that machshava works as kavana or not? The person, the katan shechts kachim that was in the southern half of the azara, and he goes and he brings it to the northern half of the azara, and he tells you, "I'm doing this because it's a karban ola, and ola has to be shechted b'tzafon and not b'darom." So here he's doing a maisa that's mochiach on his machshava. So you know that he's doing it l'shem ola, and why didn't you raise the shaila about that as to whether that's valid or not? So maishna maisa delo kami baile. The reason you didn't ask about such a case where he did a maisa is ditnan yeshlan maisas, because there's a mishnah that says that the maisa of a katan works. Well, machshavanami loti baile. Well, then you shouldn't have asked if you were aware of that mishnah, and that's why you didn't ask about maisa of a katan. You shouldn't have asked about machshava of a katan, ditnan, because that very same Mishnah says ein lan machshava. So manavshach, either you didn't know the Mishnah and you should have asked about both machshava and maisa, or you did know the Mishnah and you shouldn't have asked about either one of them. What's the Mishnah? Ditnan. The Mishnah in the 17th parak of Maseches Kelim says ha'alon v'harimon v'ha'egos. You have certain fruits that have a very hard shell, shachakokum tinokos, that children hollowed them out in order to poked a hole in the side of them and removed all the pre from inside, so that it was hollowed out to lamud ben afar, to use it to measure out dirt as children would do when they're playing in the sandbox. Oshe eskinum lekaf maznayim, or after they hollow them out, they use them as the kalim that hold things for on a scale. So tamein, that's going to be tamein b'preshiyeshan and maisa, because the ketanim did a maisa that showed that they were fashioning a kli. So when you do a maisa, that as creating a beis base kibul and making a functional kli out of it, that's a maisa that's mochiach on their machshava. So what they say they're trying to do is what they are trying to do, and that works. That makes it that it's a kli, and it's now going to be mekabel tuma. But veinlan machshava. But they don't have just machshava without a maisa. So let's say a child were to find a shell of an empty walnut shell, and he has in mind that he wants to use it for measuring out his sand in the sandbox, or even if he actually does use it, since he didn't do any maisa in the guf hadavar, he didn't take the item and change its makeup in any way, so the machshava that he intends to use it as a kli does not turn it into a kli, and it's therefore not going to be mekabel tumah. So that's the Mishnah that tells us that a katan does have maisa, but he does not have machshava. So amrlei, machshava gredes lo kami bayilei. So Rabbi said back to Rabbi Ami, you're right, Rabbi Yochanan never had a shaila whether a machshava alone works or not, because the Mishnah says that it does not work. Ki kami bayilei, what was his whole shaila? Machshavato nikeres mitoch maisav. He did a maisa that's mochiach what his kavana was, but he didn't say explicitly what his kavana was, so it's not like as clear. Kagon davakayma olubadarim, the example is that the behema that someone was maktish as a carbon ola was in the southern half of the Azara, where you're not allowed to shecht a carbon ola, and a vasio b'tzafon. And this katan went and brought it to the northern half of the Azara, where you may shecht an ola, ushchata, and he shechted it there. But he didn't say a word. He didn't say why he was bringing it to the northern part of the Azara. He just shechted it in the northern part of the Azara. So is that considered a machshavas katan? Is that considered to be kavana or not? Meaning when he does a maisa, where it's nikeres mitoch ma'asov, what is machshava is, does that work? Do we say that he brought it to the northern part of the Azara and he was makbid to shecht it there, so clearly he must have had kavana l'shem shchita sola, so it's machshavasu nikeres mitoch ma'asov, and that should count as a kavana? Or maybe we can say, nah, I don't know anything about his kavana. Till he tells us why he's doing this, we cannot know for sure why he's doing it. Maybe he just didn't see a clear space in the southern part. Maybe there was somebody coming from slums that day, they were being shechted in the southern part of the Azara. He's like, I'm too crowded here, so he just brings it to the northern half of the Azara and does it there. That's not a raya that he did it l'shem ola. So that's the case that's not explicit in the Mishnah in the 17th parak of Kalim. The Mishnah was talking about where he does an absolute maisa that's mochiach on the machshava, where he hollows out the pri and he says he's doing it for the sake of making it into a kli. But if he doesn't say, the Mishnah doesn't cover that case. So says Gemara, well, hanami amar Rabbi Yochanan chadazimna. Well, that case Rabbi Yochanan covered as well in a different context. Ditnan, there is a Mishnah in Maseches Machshirin, in the sixth parak of Maseches Machshirin, with regard to when a food is huchsha l'kabel tuma, that amal peros of the gag b'pnei haknima, if a person brings peros up to the rooftop in order to get the little bugs out of the peros, apparently as they dry by the sun, the bugs come out, v'yorad aleim tal, and some dew hits these peros on the rooftop, and tal is one of the zayin mashkim, that is, it's yad shachadam, so the test in yad shachadam is tal, it's one of the zayin mashkim that's able to be machshir l'kabel tuma. The peros are not huchshar l'kabel tuma because there was no kavana to have the tal on the peros. Pasuk says v'chiyutan mayim alzera v'nafal min v'lasim alav tamei ulechem, that if water goes on food and then an avela touches that food after water had been placed on the food, then it becomes tamei. So it only is tamei when it's huchshar l'kabel tuma, but only when you want yutan, when you want the water, because yutan demi d'chiyitein, that it has to be that you're interested in the water being on the peros. But in this case, he brought it to the roof to get rid of the little gnats that were infesting the peros. It had nothing to do with the tal. He had no intention for the tal. But vim niskavin lekach. But if his kavana was that the tal should fall on the peros, then hareze b'chiyutan, then etake is huchshar l'kabel tuma. Helum cherishot v'katan. If a cherishot v'katan brings the peros up to a roof, so that the first part of the Mishnah was just stam, not about a katan, it was just about a regular guy that brings brings peiros to the roof. So if he brings peiros to the roof without any kavanah that the tal should hit it, so it's not hukshar l'kabel tumah. With yes kavanah that the tal should hit it, it's yes hukshar l'kabel tumah. Now we're discussing, what if a katan brought the peiros to the roof? So afal pishin is kavnu l'kach, even though he has kavanah that the tal should go on those peiros, and he wants that to happen, einin b'chiyutan, still not hukshar l'kabel tumah. Why? Because the cherishot of a katan have capacity for maisa, but they do not have machshava. The fact that peros are hukshar l'kabel tumah is talui in the machshava, the desire of the bailim of those peros, and over here that the machshava of a katan will not accomplish anything. That's the Mishnah in Maseches Machshirim. Now one might say, well, wait a second, they did a maisa by bringing it up to the roof. So Rashi writes, no, that's not a maisa, because that is very easily interpreted as something that they did in order to remove the bugs from the peiros. You would need to do a maisa on the peiros themselves. So on that Mishnah, va'amar Rabbi Yochanan comments, lo shanu el shalo hipech behen, that which we say, the machshava of the katan does not work, that's only if the katan didn't flip the peiros over in order to get the tal on all sides of the peiros. Aval hipech behen, but if he flipped them over in order that the tal should go on both sides of the peiros, hareze b'chiyutan, then it's nikar mitoch ma'asav, that's what he wants, that he's interested in that tal, and even though he didn't say explicitly what his intention is, there's no other way to interpret what he did, so in that case, machshavaso nikaris mitoch ma'asav, and it works, that the katan does have the capacity for machshava nikaris mitoch ma'asav. So when it's just machshava, a katan does not have the capacity for machshava. When it's an absolute ma'isa, it's a ma'isa where he explains what he's doing, he says why he's doing it, a katan for sure does have the capacity for that. When it's a machshavaso nikeres mitoch ma'asav, he does a ma'isa without explaining. So that was our suffix. But Rabbi Yochanan explained the Mishnah in Machshirim to be dealing with that and to be saying that he does have the capacity for that. And therefore, back to our question: why does Rabbi Yochanan raise it as a shaila over here if he already explained the Mishnah in Machshirim that he's not mesupik about it, that it does work when you have machshavaso nikeres mitoch ma'asav? So says Mar, you know what? Rabbi Yochanan was pretty clear that machshavas and nikaris mitoch ma'asav works for a katan, because that's the Kabbalah he must have had from his rebbein. So what was his shaila? Hachi kamim bailei. He says, I know machshava works mitoch ma'asav, machshava mitoch ma'asav, machshava nikaris mitoch ma'asav works legabe hechsher lekabel tumah. What I want to know is daraisa drabanan. Is that a din daraisa? Or is it a din drabanan? Nafkamina would we say this as a kula or only as a chumra? If it's a din daraisa, so then go ben lekula ben lechumra. But if it's a din drabanan, the rabbanan make a siyag letorah, but the rabbanan cannot be oker davar min haTorah. They cannot go and say a kula against that which it says in the Torah. So that's his shaila. What would be the case where it would go in the kula to be machshir the case would be that to be machshir karbonola, that he never explained why he's bringing it from the darum to the tzafon and he shechts it there in the tzafon, so it seems that machshavasun nikaris mitoch ma'asav, that he has intention for a karbonola. Are we going to say lekula that now it's going to be a kasher karbonola, or we would only say lechumra that it's a pri that's uchshal Kabbal Tumah when it's Machshavas and Nikaris Mitoch Masav, that he wants the Tal to land on the Pri. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Masni Hachi, this whole discussion, this suffix of Rabbi Yochanan, and the whole the discussion that ensues, there's this different version of the discussion that goes as follows. That Amar Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Boy Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan raised the shaila. Katan yesh lo maisa o ein lo maisa. That his shaila was, if a katan has a maisa that's mochiach in his machshava, and he says that he's doing it al das kein, he brings the carbon olah from the darum to the tzafon, and he says beferish why he's doing it. Do we consider that to be kavana of a katan or not? Do we consider that kavana to be binding or not? Samle Rabbi Ami v'tibayit le machshava. Rabbi Ami says, why are you only asking about maisa? Why don't you ask about whether a katan has machshava? And I know why you didn't ask about that. Maishna machshava lo kami bayilei detanan ein len machshava. The reason you didn't ask about machshava is because it's a beferish a mishnah maseches kelim in the 17th parak of kelim that a katan doesn't have machshava. So maishanami lo tibayilei, but by that same token, if you're familiar with that mishnah in kelim, you shouldn't have asked about maisa either. Detanan yeshla and maisa. because that very same Mishnah says Yeshla and Maisa. So the starting point of the discussion is the opposite. That originally our first version of the discussion was Rabbi Yochanan wanted to know if Katan is Yeshlo Machshava. So we're saying, ah, how come you're not asking about Maisa? It's the same Mishnah. This version of the discussion, he wanted to know about Maisa. So we're saying, ah, how come you're not asking about Machshava? It's the same Mishnah. So it's coming at it from two different angles. So, but it cuts to the chase over here without as lengthy of a discussion where Rabbi Chiya bar Abba answers Rabbi Ami that Rabbi Yochanan was very familiar with that Mishnah and he knew that a katan is yesh lo maisa and that he's ein lo machshava. Hachi kamei bayile daraisa drabanan. His shaila was when does a maisa of a katan work on a daraisa level and we could be, even be makel with it and therefore the we could be machshav the karban as a karban ola that's going to be ola lebailim or do we say that no it's only a chumra midrabanan that we have to be choshesh that his maisa counts like gabe tuma but to be makel and machshir karban ola that far we won't go. So Upashit and Rabbi Yochanan answered his own shaila whether the ketanim ketanim did a maisa that's mochiach on their machshava with an explicit statement as to what they're doing where they explain their kavana yeshla and maisa vafil midaraisa that's considered a maisa even on a daraisa level and if they didn't do any maisa that's mochiach on their machshava they only just explained what their machshava was well then ein lahen machshava vafil midrabanan well then it's a zero even on a drabanan level machshavasa mitnikeres mitoch maasav but if it's that in between category where he did a maisa never explained his maisa but it seems that the most reasonable explanation of his maisa is that he's having a real kavana over here. So midarai sein lo midrabanan yeshlo. Then we say it's not going to work on a daraisa level, but it is going to work on a drabanan level. That meaning midrabanan will be machmir that it counts as a machshava. So this discussion about what a katan has the capacity to do in terms of lishma, in terms of intentionality, comes up in toward the beginning of Shulchan Aruch. In Aruch Chaim Simin Yudalid, the Mechaber paskins that a woman is allowed to make tzitzis. But the Rama writes that Yesh Machmirim that only men should make tzitzis and Tov Lasos Ken L'Chadchila. This came up at the beginning of the war, post October 7th, when all the Chayalim wanted tzitzis, so they didn't have enough people to produce tzitzis for them in time. So all these American groups who can't really help much, they can't really do much when they go to Eretz Yisrael. So they needed things that they could do, that they could volunteer to do. So they started, or even when they don't go to Eretz Yisrael. So they're trying to, so they're sending money, okay, that we could do. But there, a lot of people were tying tzitzis. So they had all the girls' schools they were tying tzitzis. So the shaila was, is that okay? Is that allowed? L'chadchila, it sounds not that way. But Shasat Chaka, do you have a dummy? So maybe yes. So that's a whole discussion. So why are there those that are machmir? So the Magen Avraham says, because they assume like Rabbeinu Tam that any mitzvah that a woman is not mechuyev in, she's not able to produce the chefetz shel mitzvah. And therefore, says Magen Avraham, if that's true, a katan is not mechuyev in tzitzis, he's not able to make the tzitzis either. A katan can't tie tzitzis either. However, there are a lot of poskim that say, no. That's by an isha who's never going to be mechuyev in tzitzis. But a katan, when he becomes a bar mitzvah, is going to be chayev in tzitzis. So the Bir Halacha writes that l'chadchila, a katan should not make tzitzis because the Magen Avraham holds like those Rishonim that someone who's ainu mechuyev b'mitzvah is not kosher for the asiyas mitzvah. But that's only if he's making tzitzis for other people. But says the Bir Halacha, if he's making tzitzis for himself, then there's no problem whatsoever. He's chayv mitam chinuch and he's a gil chinuch, so it works for him. And not only that, he says, but if he tied tzitzis, when he was 12 and then he became bar mitzvah, he doesn't need to untie them and retie them. That's perfectly fine because that's considered kediyah. Because it's already tied. He was allowed to do it for himself when he was a katan. Now he becomes a bar mitzvah. It's diavad. It's already done. So you don't have to untie it. However, in the Tshuvas Evan Yisrael, he says, how could it work? How could a maisa of a katan work? You need kavana l'shma. So he explains it within the Shita of the Bir Halacha, meaning in the end, he paskens like the Bir Halacha, and he says, the raya is from Arasugya, that a maisa that's eif shel lefarish bin yanacher, a katan is able to do as well. So tliya tzitzis, there's no other way to explain it other than the fact that he's doing it l'shem mitzvah. Meaning, what was the svara that we said that if the katan brings it l'tzafon, he's doing a maisa? So if he explains why he's doing it, so we said, okay, that for sure, it's a maisa with an explanation. If he doesn't explain why he's doing it, so it's machshavaso nikeres mitoch masav, well, then we're only going to say midar rabbanon it works, not midar raisa, we're not going to be makel on that, because we said maybe he was just crowded in the southern half of the Azara, meaning there's some alternate explanation. But when there's no alternate explanation of what he's doing, there's only one reason why a person would ever do this, well, then he doesn't need to explain it. And even without explaining it, that's considered that yesh lo maisa, that his maisa is going to be binding. So by tliyas tzitzis, says the Tshuva Seven Yisrael, there's no other way of explaining it. Why would you be tying strings onto corners of a garment? You would only be doing that l'shem mitzvah, so mele, that's considered that he did it l'shma. Okay, new Mishnah now. Not new Mishnah. Next piece of Gemara. By minei Shmuel Meravuna, minayin l'mesasik b'kachem shu pasul. How do I know that if a person is just messing around with a knife, he's picking up the knife really high, or he's throwing the knife against the wall, and while he's doing that, it happens to shech the behemah perfectly, but the person had no kavana whatsoever for shechita. So how do I know that such a shechita is going to be pasul? That's what Rashi writes, that he's just stopped throwing it or picking it up. The Rashba adds within Rashi, kigon shigbia yado lagbia kelev v'shacha derech hagbas yado shlo b'kavana klal, that he was just lifting his knife just to pick up his kelim and he shecht it on the way without having any kavana whatsoever. Rashi in Maseches Menachos and Daf Kuf Yud says prat l'misasik b'sakin lachtuch davar echa acher v'shacha b'emes kachem shepsula. He gives a different example of misasik, that you were intending to cut something else, and then you cut the neck of an animal and you gave it a proper shechita. So Tosos raises the question that the shechita would be possible even if it were uchulin, according to the Rabbanan, in such a case. The Rabbanan disagreed with Rabbi Nassan, as Machlokas Tanaim. Even if you're miskavin l'chaticha, but you were not miskavin l'chatichas hasimanim, it's a possible according to the Rabbanan. We're going to see later on. Whereas Shmuel sounds like this psul is only psul and kachim, right? Minayin l'misasek b'kachim shu possible. The picture Rashi painted is something that the Rabbanan would hold is a psul even in Cholin. It's not only a din in Kachim. So the Rashba writes that Rashi is assuming within the sheet of Rabbi Nassan, that according to Rabbi Nassan, that by Cholin such a shechita is going to be kasher. So what about by Kachim? That's the whole question. Tosus and the Rashba understand misasik the Kachim in one of two ways. Either that you have kavana for chaticha simanim, but not l'shem shechita. So by Cholin that would be kasher, even according to the Rabbanan, and by Kachim it's going to be possible until you know that you're doing this because Yisrael is in its tava l'ashkita. So having kavana to cut the simanim is not enough. You have to have kavana that you're doing something called shkita, or that the shochet made a mistake and he thought that the behemoth's Kachim is really chulin and that he shechts it as basa chulin. So the carbon would be possible mishum misasek on account of that. That's how Tosfos and Rashi explain, not like Rashi. So that's the shaila that Shmuel asked from Rav Huna, that how do I know that if you're misasik in kachim, again, like Rashi was just saying, you're just picking up the knife and you happen to shecht. Tosfos and Rashi have other explanations of what misasik means, but how do I know that's a psul by kachim? Shnemer, because the pasuk says when it comes to shechitas kachim, v'shachat es ben habakar, shetei shechita l'shem ben bakar, that the shechita has to be l'shem shechting a behema. So amlo zobi adenuhi. So Shmuel said back, I knew from this pasuk that we learned that you have to have kavana when you shecht the carbon. La'akev minayin. How do I know? Not just that you have to do it, but that the carbon's going to be possible if you don't do it. So amalei. So Rav Huna responded, no, we learned that from a different pasuk. Liritzomchem tizbachuhu ledaitchem zavachu. Right, that you need shana levakas of la'akev when you're dealing with kachim. So it says it a second time. Liritzomchem tizbachu. Someone was asking me al chas. And what's the svara for Shana Lav La'akev by Kachim? Is there an explanation? He showed me that he found online some Rav in Eretz Yisrael wrote a whole svara. I don't think there's a svara. I think it's just a Gzeres HaKasuv. That it's a Halachal Moshe Misin, not Gzeres Halachal Moshe Misin. We have a tradition that it's one of the Midrash Shatar Drash, and that you need Shana Lav La'akev when it comes to Kachim. Okay, new Mishnah. Shechitas Ovid Chavim Nevela Matam Masa. If an Ovid Chavim does Shechita, then it's Nevela and it's even though he did a perfect job and you watched the whole time, it's nevela, and as a nevela, it's mitam masa. The Gemara is going to deal with the fact that if it's nevela, obviously it's mitam masa. Well, nevela's behema is mitame bimasa. So the Shita Mugbetzes has a girsa, not shchitas or chavim, but shchitas nachri, that it doesn't matter what his religious beliefs are, just the fact that he's a nachri, even if he's not an ovid avodah zara, it's nevela. It does not work as a shchita. So says more, ooh, nevela in isra na lov, that the Mishnah stopped short of what it could have said. It said that it's a nevela. It never said that it's asur ba'ana. So Mantana, who's the author of our Mishnah that holds that shchita sanachri is not going to be asur ba'ana. So Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Yochanan, de lo Rabbi Eliezer. Our Tana is against Rabbi Eliezer. Di Rabbi Eliezer, Amr stamach shav shav chav navel schavim. Rabbi Eliezer holds that a stamach shav of navel chavim is lavel dezara. So some shechs lavel dezara certainly would make it asur ba'ana. That would be called tikrovas lavel dezara. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, the machshava of the Bailim is going to ask the behema, even if they didn't shecht it themselves. So kol shkein, when the Nachri himself shechts it, that the stam machshava is lavel dezara, and therefore it's going to be asur ba'ana. So our Mishnah must be against Rabbi Eliezer, because our Mishnah did not presume in isra na'ah, whereas Rabbi Eliezer would say, this is tikrovas lavel dezara, of course it's asur ba'ana. Rabbi Ami Amar, hachi katani. Rabbi Ami says, no, that's not what the Amoraim are medayik from the Mishnah, that it's against Rabbi Eliezer. That's obvious in the Mishnah. You don't need to make a diuk that our Mishnah is against Rabbi Eliezer, because the Mishnah says shchitas nevela. It didn't say that it's asur ba'ana. So obviously it's not asur ba'ana in our Mishnah. So obviously our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Eliezer. But hachi katani. No. This, if you want to read a Mishnah with a diuk and you want to derive something new from a Mishnah, here's what you derive from the Mishnah. Shchitas chav nevela hadimin lavodas chavim. So the shchita of an ovid chavim is a nevela, but if a min did the shchita, min is someone who's connected to avodah zara. So even if he's a Jewish person, it's avodah chavim. We assume his intention is for avodah zara, and therefore it's going to be asur bana. That's the diuk. That if a regular guy does a shchita, so it's nevela. But someone who's a min, someone who has who's very attached to avodah zara, it's worse. It's considered to krovas avodah zara. It's asur bana. So says Gemara, Tanina lahadutan rabbanu. We have a raya from a brisa that halacha that we just derived from the Mishnah. Shchitas min. If a Jewish person who's rachmana litzlan, very attached to avodah zara, does a shchita, lavodas chavim. We assume it's lavodas zara, and therefore it's asur bana. And by the way, a number of other halachas about a min. Pito paskuti. The bread that a min makes is asur to eat because it's considered to be paskuti. The Mishnah Maseches Shavias tells us that Omar Hayy Rabbi Lezer paskuti kibasar chazir, that paskuti is like eating chazir. And the Ramban and the Ran explain that paskuti is more chumr than pasnachri, because pasnachri, at least we have a heter called paspalter, that if it's made by a professional baker, that's okay. You don't have that by paskuti, that we assume that the paskuti is where we're gozer, that you may get mixed in with the behaviors of the kutim and with the habits of the kutim, you're going to get too close to them. So there is no, they were gozer even more when it comes to a kuti than that, when it comes to a min, than they were when it comes to regular non-Jew. Yeno, the yayin of a min is yayin nesach. We could assume that it's yayin nesach. It's nesach level zara. Svarav, if he writes sifrei kodesh, he writes sifrei tanach, sifrei kosmin. We assume it has the same status of sifrei kishuf and all these other things, that the kavana is avodah zara, and you have to destroy it. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah Perek Vav Halacha Ches, Kisvei HaKodesh Kulanu Perusheinu Biureinu Asur L'Sofrim Lav L'Miyad. Any holy svarim, any holy books, any svarim you'd find on your bookshelf, you're not allowed to destroy. Va'amavdam Biyad Makros or Makas Mardus Bamed Varmamuri B'Kisvei HaKodesh Akasum Yisrael B'Kedusha. That's only if a Jew wrote them B'Kedusha. Avla Pikoris Yisrael Shakasuf Sefer Torah. Torah, sorfin also imaskara shabo. You have an apikoros that writes a perfect sefer Torah with all the shemos Hashem, and it says it all out, and it looks like a perfect sefer Torah. You have to burn it. Mipnei she'ino mamin b'kedushas Hashem v'lo kasu l'shmo elamayil b'daitu shezek shara advarim. He didn't have kavanah l'shem kedusha. It's like any other secular book. V'ol v'daitu came lo neskadesh Hashem. So the Hashem did not become kadosh. Mitzvah l'sorf kedesh lo l'niach Hashem l'apikorsim v'lo l'maaseihem. And the mitzvah is to burn it so that we don't leave any remnant, any name, any credit to give to an apikores. Avalovid chavim shekasav es Hashem gonzin also. If an ovid chavim writes the Hashem, Hashem, we put it into geniza, and same, and we also put into geniza any old sifrei kodesh. That's how the Rambam writes. The Tosfos Rid says that we burn the sefer Torah that was written by a min because mistama his kavan was l'shem avodah zarah, meaning so different than the Rambam. The Rambam says we burn it because it's like a punishment to him that we don't. The book is like a secular book. It doesn't have any kedusha or non kedusha, but it's a punishment to him. We don't want to leave any remnant to the ovid chavim. But the way the Tosfos Rid understands is no. The book is problematic. The book was written l'shem avodah zarah, so it's a problem in the chavtza. That's why you have to burn it. Okay, peros of tevalin, the peros of min are tevel. They're you could assume that maisos were never taken off from them. Unlike stam peros of namaretz, which is demai, which is only suffek. The yesh omrim af banav mamzerim. And some say, not everybody says, but some say that their children are mamzerim as well because they're mafkir their wives for znus. They don't mind when their wives go and do znus. So which means that they don't even have the chazaka of rov bi'ilos acharabal. That they're so mafkir their wives for znus that you wouldn't even assume Rav Bila Sachar Abal. V'tanakam, why didn't the Tanakama list that last one, that Banu Mamzerim? Because Ishta lo Mafkir. No, they don't go that far. They're not Mafkir their wives. The Tanakama holds that they're not Mafkir their wives for znus. So Amar Mar, we said, Shechita of Chavim Nevela, that Shechita of Chavim is Nevela, but it's not Asr Bana. V'necha Shema Minhu. Why is it not Asr Bana? Shouldn't we be choshed that the Ovid Chavim is a min, that he is very attached to Avodah Zarah? So Amar Rav Nachman, Amar there are no of the chavim that are actual minim, that actually have such a strong connection to Avodah Zarah. There aren't. What do you mean? We see people all the time that are non-Jews that are very, very much connected to Avodah Zarah. Ema ein rov of the chav minim. Yeah, it's a minority. Rov of the time, most of the time, the of the chavim are not minim. It's only a miut that in fact are minim, which makes it sound like that as long as it's not a rov, you could be matir their shechita bana, which means that if it's 50-50 that are minim and that are not, you could be matir the shechita bana, because the Rosh Hashanah explains hemed behem al cheskasa, the behem was becheskas not asur bana, so to change that chazaka you're going to need a rov. However, Rashi Dibur Maskul Ein writes hilko chavlu minim miuta ulmiuta lo cheshinan, that the only way we're going to be able to be mekel is if it's a miut that's minim, but if we're 50-50, it sounds from Rashi, then we'd have to be Machmir. So says Gemara, Savla ki hadam Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Nachum shebchutzar slav of devil zchavimain. The Nachum and chutzars are actually not of the avodah zarah. Elamin gavasein biyadayin. Aye, they do all these avodah zarah like things. They just do what they saw growing up, but they don't have any real meaningful connection to the avodah zarah. Amar Rav Yosef Rabbi Yomi, Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says somewhat of a cryptic line. Ein minim b'umos of the chavim. That there is no minim by umos of the chavim. So the Mai, what halacha is he talking about? Legabe, what halacha do we assume that a guy is not a min? So three possibilities. Maybe you're going to tell me it's as far as their shechita is concerned that their shechita is not going to be asur b'ana like a min's shechita. Well, hashu shechitas min to Yisrael. Amrit asir dov chavim mibayi. Well, come on. If a min is a Yisrael, his shechita is going to be asur b'ana. So a min is an ovid chavim, all the more so his shechita should be asur b'ana. So how can you say that that there's no status of a min by an ovid chavim? It's got to be that if an ovid chavim presents as a min, that his shechita is going to be asur b'ana. Sa'ela l'moridin. No, it's l'gabe a different halacha. Second possibility. It's as far as the halacha that we're morid him to a bar in order that he should die there. The Gemara says haminin moridin osa l'bar, that if you have a real min, you lower him into a bar, and that's what Rabbi Yochanan says. That's only if he's a Jew. But a min nachri, you wouldn't do that to. Well, hashet yisrael moridin ovid chavim mibayi. We're willing to let the Jew die in the bar. Not let. Cause the Jew to die guy in a bar. We're going to let him down there because he's a min. He's so attached to Avodah Zarah. We're not going to do the same thing with the Nachri. Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. The Rambam writes in Hilchus Mamrim Perek Gimel that Misha Misparsim Shu Kofar B'Torah Shabal Peh is Bechal Aminim. If someone is Kofar B'Torah Shabal Peh, he's a min and Moridim V'lo Malim because he's not Bechal Yisrael, and you don't need Edim, you don't need Asra, you don't need Dayanim. Anyone who kills one of them is Asa Mitzvah Gedola. He was Masir Michshal from Klal Yisrael. But that, so it sounds pretty rough. Then the Rambam says, Bamedvar Mamurim Beisha Kofar B'Torah Shabal Peh B'Machshavasa V'Alachachar Daito HaKala V'Acharshuz Libo. When he came up with this Einfall that he wants to reject Torah Shabal Peh V'Chein Kol HaToa Macharav Aval B'nei HaToa Meile U'B'nei B'neiim second generation Apikorsim, third generation Apikorsim She'idichosam Avosam V'Noldu B'Minos V'Gidlosam Aldaitam. They were raised with no religion, with anti-religion, with everything. So HaReihim Ketinuk Shenishba L'Bein HaGoyim V'Gidlu HaGoyim Aldatam Shu'u Anos. They're considered an Anos, so you wouldn't have this din of Moridin V'lo Mailin. So they're just following the way they were raised. And this is the famous Chazanish. The Chazanish writes in Yerdeh Simon Beis of Katan Tazayin Vinira that there's no din of Moridin El Bizman Shashka Chaso Yisparuch Galuya. That even in the first generation, Chazanish says, we don't have a din of a min anymore because it used to be that there was an expectation that people had a netiyah toward religion. But if people, the Ashkachas Hashem is not Galuya, and there's so many taivas that fill this world, so everybody is considered an ones. But anyway, so Gemara, back to the discussion. So where does Rav Nachman say that there's no min by Novid Chavim? Third possibility. Amravuk Barchama lekabel mein karban. It's as far as accepting a carbon from them. Zetanya, the Brisa says that mikem v'lo kulchem lahotzias amumar mikem b'chem chalakti v'lo b'avdi chavim. That when it comes to a Jewish person, we accept a carbon from a regular Jew, but not from a min. When it comes to Novid Chavim, we'll accept a carbon from anybody, whether he's a min or not. Mimai d'mahachi kamar. How do you know that's what it means? Maybe we should darshan the pasuk as follows: Mi Yisrael mitzadiki kabel mirashi lo tekabel al milchum klal klalo. Maybe you're right not to distinguish between Novdei Chavim at all, but maybe the non-distinction goes in the other direction. Then instead of saying that we'll always accept a carbon from Novdei Chavim, maybe it means we never accept a carbon from Novdei Chavim. So says Mar Lo Sal Kadai. That can't be. Titania, because Brisa darshins ish matam lomer ish. Why does the pasuk says ish ish? Mi beis Yisrael min ager bi Yisrael asher yakriv karbano the rabbis of chavim shenodim nedarim nedavos ki Yisrael. That's to tell me that an ovid chavim can also be nodim nedarim nedavos just like a Yisrael can. So I know that we're allowed to accept a carbon from an ovid chavim. Ah, now that I know that you're allowed to accept a carbon from an ovid kochavim, and I know that we're not mechalik between an ovid chavim who's a min and who's not a min, it must be that you can accept a carbon even from an ovid chavim who's a min. Umetamav masa. Then the Mishnah said that when a guy does shechita, the animal's a nevela and it's metame b'masa. So says Mar Pshita, kivin de nevela he metame b'masa. Obviously it's metame b'masa. It's a nevela. So if it's a nevela, it's metame b'masa. So Amrava hachi katani. No, this is what it means. Zom metame b'masa v'yeshcha chereshi metame afil bo'ol. Of course the nevela is metame b'masa, but it's telling us this is metame b'masa when a guy shechs the animal. But you should know there's another type of shechita where it's going to be even worse. It's going to be metame ba'ol. The Ezo, what would be such an example of a shechita that's even a heavier tumah? It's metame ba'ol to krovas avodas chavim. If it was shechted the shame of avodas zara, krabidi ben beseira, assuming like the shechita rabbi ben beseira that to krovas avodas chavim is metame ba'ol. Ikita amri amar Rava hachi ketani zo metame b'masa. Another version is that Rava said this is metame masa not ba'ol when a guy does it, but v'yesh lacharashi kazo she metame masa ve'ena metame ba'ol. And there's another one that's just like it. That there's another type of shechita that matches. That's also mitame, only b'masa, but not ba'ohel. Vezo zot krov savod schavim. That's a carbon that's brought level to zara. Udilog Rabbi Yudben Beseira, and that is against Rabbi Yudben Beseira, because Rabbi Yudben Beseira holds that the krov savod schavim is mitame, even ba'ohel as well. Deitanya Rabbi Yudben Beseira Omer minayin the krov savod schavim she mitame ba'ohel. Rabbi Yudben Beseira says, how do I know the krov savod zara is mitame ba'ohel? Shenemra vayitzmedu lebal par vayochlu zivche mesim. It describes the krovos avodah zarah zivche mesim. We compare it to a mace. Ma mace metame ba'ol after krovos avodah zarah metame ba'ol. Just like a mace is metame ba'ol to Krovus of the Zar is also Mitame Ba'ohel. Next Mishnah, Shochit Ba'layla, V'chein Asuma Sheshachat Shechitas Ukshera. If you shecht at night, or if a blind person shechts, the Shechita is going to be kosher. Rabbi Kiva Eger asks, how can you be Makshir the Shechita of Asuma? According to Rabbi Yehuda, Asuma is Pata from Mitzvos, so he's not a Bar Zvicha, and anyone who's not a Bar Zvicha, the Shechita should be Pasul. So he says, no, Asuma is not allowed to eat Nevela, he's got to do Shechita. He's just not allowed, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he's just a chayiv in mitzvah saseh, but he's not allowed to eat trefa meat, so he is a bar shechita. Says Mara Shochit, you have it in the chachil lo. Sounds like you're not really supposed to shecht balayla, or a mini, but I'll ask you, stirili om shochtin ben biyom ben balayla ben brosh agag ben brosh asvina. We have a brisa that says you are allowed to do it even the chachil lo. So I'm Rav Papa, sha'avuka kenegdo. If there's light, then you could do it the chachil lo. I'm Rav Ashi dekanami, and it's meduik this way, dekatani hasam, because it says ben biyom ben belayla, so dumi diyom, that the shechita belayla is like shechita biyom. In that you can see. So if you can see, then it's even lechalchila. But now in Mishnah, it's dumi desuma. We're putting shechita belayla next to shechita of asuma that he can't see. So that's why it's only b'diavet shema mina. So therefore we see that chiluk is correct, whether he's able to see or not able to see. Rav Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the Mishnah on the top of Yudalid Amud Aleph. Have a great day, everybody.